Good morning, everybody. Who's ready for episode number fucking 46, baby? It's a good morning. It's Monday morning. We're ready to get this money this week. We got a lot of shit to crush this week. You know what I'm saying? We woke up this morning. We didn't snooze that fucking alarm. We're not waking up. We're not telling ourselves we're tired this morning. You know what I'm saying? We're not telling ourselves, you know, about what we can't do this morning. We're not focused on the excuses this morning. Man, it's a good morning. We're feeling ourselves this morning. You know what I'm saying? We're getting up. We're fixing to get to it. This entire week's going to be about just pushing through the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I've been trying to work on practices to help you do that, right? Help you push through the bullshit. And, of course, the first dose of bullshit is when you wake up. I feel like most people fail their day by pushing snooze. When you push snooze, you've already allowed something else to have a little control over your life. You know what I mean? Something in your mind said that it's okay for you to not be, you know, persistent today. To not jump when it's time. You know what I'm saying? It's 3-2-1, go. 3-2-1, go. 3-2-1, go. 3-2-1, go. The alarm goes off. 3-2-1, go. Put your feet on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Get you a stretch. Ah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Stretch out real good. And then put two priorities in your mind. I want two priorities in your mind this morning. What are your two priorities for today? Mine are pretty much the same every day. I want to be a better I am a better family man. You know what I'm saying? And I am a better businessman. Yeah, don't put anything in front of your two priorities other than I am. That's the creative structure of the universe. I don't know, you know, I might be saying it wrong or some shit, but I know I am create shit. So just be I am, whatever you want to be, I am it. You know, that's what I am. And believe it. Go for it. Work for it. Hustle. 3-2-1, go. 3-2-1, go. You know what I'm saying? All day long. Every time your mind slips away. 3-2-1, go. 3-2-1, go. I have to do that shit all day long. You know what I mean? Like, I still fall into negative activities. You know what I mean? I still do bullshit. I still find myself wandering off in the streets. I still find myself wandering off doing things that I shouldn't be even doing. Still find myself talking to people that I shouldn't even talk to, because it's a waste of my time, a waste of my life. You know what I'm saying? I still have these negative habits. You know what I'm saying? I'm still working on my character. You know what I'm saying? I've never had a real problem with integrity, because if I don't fuck with you, I don't mind you knowing that I don't fuck with you. So there ain't gonna be no sneaky shit. I don't have to worry about my integrity being at jeopardy, because I'm not a bitch. I'm not a sneaky motherfucker like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm against you, you're gonna know it. So it won't be no, well, that motherfucker didn't tell me it was, yeah, you knew. You know, you knew I was coming for that ass. So that's my integrity straight. I don't have to worry about that. But like I said, where I slack, family man. I am a family man. You know, I have to tell myself, 3-2-1, go. I have to do that shit all day long. You know what I mean? I find myself procrastinating 30 minutes, hours at a time during almost every day I go through in life. I catch myself, 3-2-1, go. I switch back into an income producing activity. You know what I mean? I switch back into building my brand. You know what I mean? I just always keep going. I'm not letting that shit grip me. I fall into it. It gets me too. It's real. It's here. It's real life. I'm living a real life just like you. I'm 25. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through shit. I got bills. I got all this shit too. You know what I mean? Sometimes in business, you know, it might take a bad turn. I might have to pick that back up. That's extra stress too. 3-2-1, go, baby. 3-2-1, go. all day long, man. That's what I do. And, man, you can too. But so many of you keep on snoozing that alarm clock. You don't understand how much them extra 3, 4, 5 minutes that you lay there killed your whole fucking day. That shit made you tireder. You thought you were gonna wake up a little more rested in 5 fucking minutes? You done lost your motherfucking mind. That shit woke your body up, and then you're just tricking your body into thinking it's gonna get to rest again. You're unresting yourself. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't nothing. You're just being lazy. That's one of the biggest, the big problem, man, for real, is laziness. So many people don't want to do shit. Don't want to get up on time. Don't want to try. You know, I don't even have an alarm clock. And I still wake up every day before 7 a.m. I wake up every day before my son wakes up, before my wife wakes up. I'm usually up 2 hours before they get up. I don't check the time. I just 3, 2, 1, go. My eyes just open. What's that mean? That means it's time to go get busy. You know what I'm saying? I get up and I got my little routine I do. Handle all my messages and shit that's came through the night. Check all my social medias. You know, check all my investment platforms. Shit like that. And then I start getting ready to do my podcast. And then I'm out here and while I'm doing my walk, I start some motivational shit. Maybe a video, maybe a song, something just to get me feeling better. Then I do my walking exercise. See what I'm saying? Now I'm doing my walking exercise. I'm getting my breathing down. My blood's flowing. I'm feeling good. You see what I mean? And then by then I'm ready for you guys. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm fully alert. I'm fully awake. I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever the day could bring me. You know what I'm saying? Even Jaxie. Jaxie's sitting here with a little bit of limp. He's limping a little bit. I'm not sure. Maybe he slept on his little shoulder wrong or something. Same way like how I woke up a couple days ago. And my back was locked up. So, we got Jaxie out here walking, stretching that out. You know, at first he was limping a little worse. Now he seems to be, you know, going on a little better. He had to get his day pumping, his blood moving. His attitude had needed some adjusting before he just sat around and crippled up. You know what I'm saying? Let's start doing this shit the right way, man. Let's start waking up. 3, 2, 1, go. Put your feet on the ground. Get your stretch in. Get your two priorities in your mind. And then act on them the rest of the fucking day. And any time that you slip away from those two priorities. See, that's the thing. You only got two things to do all day long. You know what I mean? If you can't do two things, then you can't do shit. So you have to look. That just helps the mind so much. You're going to do them all day long, but it's only two tasks. You see what I mean? It's just something that I do. It helps me a lot. And I felt like this was something that needed to be shared with you guys because I haven't ever told it to you like that. You know what I'm saying? And I know that snooze button's killing you motherfuckers, man. I know when you wake up in the morning and after that snooze button and you grab that phone and you got all these issues and shit, but you go straight to that timeline and you start scrolling through looking at everybody that's got these, man, this motherfucker Dustin's got his business going again early this morning. Fucking making all that damn money from nothing. Hell, should have listened to his ass when I was back in the day. Hell, he tried to tell everybody. See, I mean, you shouldn't have to go through that. You shouldn't be on there worrying about Dustin Pate. You shouldn't be on there worrying about Kim Kardashian. You shouldn't be worrying about your neighbors and shit. What everybody else is doing, how beautiful their life is. Because that's fake too. Just like yours is. You know what I'm saying? You got all these issues, but you post, you always smiling and shit in your pictures. You know what I'm saying? Shit be fake. Same way you fake it, they fake it. Now here, ain't nobody got to play crazy this morning. We just got to wake up elevated. We're on the elevated side of the bed, you know. Yeah. I'm super excited also, guys, to announce that 6K Organics will be releasing a CBD syrup that has other natural herbs, mostly African herbs, you know, mixed. It's got some stuff from all around the world, some Egyptian herbs, some African herbs, a couple of other things. But for over 100 years, these herbs have been used to mellow the body, to calm the body, relax you. And, you know, of course, CBD has all the healing properties, and it has relaxation effects as well. So with this syrup, we're hoping that we can replace the demand for codeine syrup amongst, like, you know, the youth, our kids and shit. People are really, you know, it's really an epidemic, a problem, because these rappers and stuff, they talk about it constantly, right? And every one of their videos, you see them with their cup, and it's like purple, right? It's got purple stuff inside of it. That's it. That's the codeine. They're mixing it with like some kind of whatever their favorite drink is, and like some Jolly Ranchers and candy and shit. Well, we're gonna give them a healthier alternative to that, and they can still get some relaxing effects, right? And that's gonna, it's hopefully gonna change the game for a lot of people, man. You know, because they'll still be able to be in the scene and be cool and pour their drink with their homeboys and all of that, but they won't have to be doing, you know, fucking deadly pharmaceutical drugs. Because these big farm guys, they don't give a fuck about us, man. Big pharmaceuticals been trying to fuck us forever. And they have been. They've been killing us. Seriously, like, they're in control of everything. Everything that goes into shit, everything, oh man, everything that's regulated. It's crazy, man. Like in the UK, man, you can't even, like, our Kraft macaroni's different. Like the makeup that my wife actually sells, for anybody that's here that's a woman and likes makeup, my wife sells makeups from the UK because the makeup in the UK has higher beauty standards. Like 3,100 products that are in the United States don't even go into like her makeup, right? So it's insane how big pharmaceutical companies and these big grocery companies and shit like this, they're just literally allowed to kill us because they pay so much in taxes. And like other countries, like overseas in UK and shit, they actually care. They actually care if their people die or not. You know, it's crazy. But this is definitely one country to where they, I mean, honestly, this country does not give a fuck if you die today. Like, that's the honest truth. So why the fuck do you just sit back and live for them? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Get up and live for you. Get up and live for you, man. Live your best life. Fucking chase all your dreams. Go after any ambition you got, man, even if it's just a little bit. You know, just reach for the fucking stars, man, because nobody gives a fuck. And if you don't, then really nobody gives a fuck. You're the only motherfucker that's got a chance to give a fuck. And you ain't giving a fuck. It's crazy. It's really crazy to me, but that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to change all of that shit, man. We're trying to bring healthier alternatives to the products that are out, man. Especially the ones that attract the youth, as far as like getting them high or, you know, fucking corrupting their minds, young man, and clouding their vision. We wanna give them shit that'll open their minds. You know what I'm saying? Shit that'll help them see more vision. You know, we want them to live longer. We want a healthy generation under us. You know, and I don't understand why more people don't. But that's what we're after, man. One day when I get enough money, I hope I can change the food for America. You know what I'm saying? I hope I can bring UK standards here. You know, I hope I can do a lot for this country. You know what I mean? But I couldn't if I keep snoozing my fucking alarm clock, or you know, or procrastinating, or not catching myself when I'm falling into negative habits and negative activities. You know, negative motion, bro. Man, it don't take but one negative motion to fuck up an entire day. Like I said, like one negative thought. One negative thought can ruin everything you've ever built. I mean, it's happened to me. I've had negative thoughts tear down a lot in my life. And I just don't anymore. I got tired of that shit. I put my foot down to it instead of letting, you know, life just kind of kick me or fuck around. I told life, look, bitch, I ain't going, you know, just like that. Like, bitch, I ain't going for that shit anymore. Like, I'm Dustin Pate. And what I'm going to do today is not going to be stopped. What I'm going to do today is not going to be comparable to what anybody else does today. What I'm going to do today is greatness. And what I'm going to do today is try to spill greatness into as many people as I can. What I'm going to do today is try to hype up as many people as I can to change their life. What I'm going to do today is try my best to spark a change in the world. And that's how I live my life. Every day. Every day. I don't take a day off from that. And then my wife, I give her the weekends. But I still constantly 24/7 am looking for an opportunity to do that for someone, for anyone. I live for that shit. I live to see more happen. That's what I live for. I live to see more happen than what's happening now. I live to see better alternatives than what we have today. I live to see that shit. I live to see change, man. I just want to see the shit change. And it'll never change without people to, you know, somebody got to help me out here, man. Y'all think I can change all the shit I had the vision to change by myself? Hell no. It's going to take a lot of people to help me. That's why I have to push this shit. That's why I have to hype y'all up. That's why I have to build y'all up. I have to build y'all into what I need to create what everybody needs. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? I have to build you into what you need so you can build some shit for what the next motherfucker needs. And then it's just a chain effect. It's a ripple effect. Sooner or later, everybody that wants it's got it. We're all sitting back. We're happy. You know, everybody's got a position they're playing and they love it. That's where I'm trying to evolve to. I'm trying to get to that place in life, you know? And I can't accept any holdups, you know, whether it be mentally or physically. I really can't. I can't accept that right now because then somebody else ain't gonna get it. You see what I'm saying? That one person that was gonna lead it to that next person. And if I'm not there to give it to the first one, the rest of them never get it. And then my work never gets done. See how that works? Like, you can make yourself work forever, depending on your vision. You know, I have really big visions. So I know it takes a lot. It takes really big work, really big help, really big money. It really does. But I'm not afraid of any of the three. I know that all three are achievable. And I know that in time I'm going to acquire it. I know that every day I get a little closer because of how I construct my day, because of how I move, how I operate, how I think. 24/7, I think progress. I can't hardly even think about anything else, man. Sometimes I get frustrated because I can't stop thinking about going forward. And sometimes I just want to relax. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just want to calm down. I can't even hardly sit down, guys. My mind moves that much. Oh my God, dude. There's a whole fucking amusement park inside of my brain. And it goes crazy all day long. A million ideas, you know what I'm saying? And fuck, at least 800,000 of them are good. You know, like, I'm going to really be doing a lot. And I know that, man, because of how my mind is, how my life is set up, how shit's constructed for me from the inside out. And I know there's a lot more of you that have that. You got that motherfucking monster in you, you know what I'm saying? You just don't know it. And see, I didn't either. For so many years, man, I thought I was nothing. Thought I was nobody. Thought I had no influence. I thought I had no chance to push the world, you know what I'm saying? Man, I thought I was fucked. I thought I was doomed, bro. You know, for real. I thought I was trapped where I was forever. Life for how it was for the older people around me was gonna end up being me one day. And bro, I was miserable with that. With the thought of that. Growing up with the thought of that was miserable. I didn't want to be like anybody I knew. It came to the point to where even as a child thinking about this shit, I was like, what the fuck are y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? Even as a child, I can remember thinking, y'all are dumb. Y'all are sitting around here not doing shit. We don't got no money. We hardly got enough food. And like, what the fuck? I remember thinking shit like that. I remember thinking, what are these guys doing? You know what I'm saying? And then it wasn't very long till I went out there and started making shit happen. You know what I mean? For real. I don't know why I was always like that. But I was, man. Always have been. I mean, my mama tell you now. I've made a lot of things happen, man, when nobody else knew what to do. I swear to God. Even as a kid. It's insane, man. I just don't understand. I walk outside and figure something out. And I'll be honest, I didn't give a damn what I figured out. I was coming back straight, though. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand why more people don't have that go. All I know is 3-2-1 go. 3-2-1 go. 3-2-1 go. You know what I'm saying? Bills are coming up. 3-2-1 go. 3-2-1 go. You know, not, oh my God, how am I ever gonna pay all these fucking bills? Oh my fucking God. I only make $400 a week at my goddamn check. Fuck, the landlord's just gonna have to fucking understand. No, he fucking don't. He don't give a motherfuck. 3-2-1 go. 3-2-1 go. Cause I'm gonna tell you the truth, if I was your landlord, there'd be eviction notice coming soon. That's the cold hard truth. If you don't got it, you gotta go. Nobody give a shit about you. Or where the fuck you wanna live. You know what I'm saying? Really. This is the truth, man. I don't sugarcoat it. I tell you exactly how it is. Your boss and your landlord, neither one of them give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how much they act like they love you. None of that bullshit. Stop making the money, see how much they care. That's the facts. You know? Keep on hitting that snooze button, man. Keep on sitting around. Keep on sitting around and not moving. Keep on getting off. Keep on getting off work at 5 o'clock and sitting your ass on the couch and drinking beer. Keep on doing shit like that. Keep on spending every dollar you get, not investing none of it. Keep on. You're gonna be 62, living off $661 a month. So I hope you paid off your house by then and all your cars. I hope you got some kind of insurance figured out. You know what I'm saying? I hope you got some money put back for emergencies when your roof starts caving in the next 10 years and you can't afford to get nobody out there. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're ready. That's all I'm at. That's all I'm trying to get at. Like some of y'all sitting here playing with these years of your life. You know what I mean? You might as well put your finger up your asshole. Spin around in circles, because that's all you're doing. Real talk. Get your finger out your assholes. You know, I apologize for how I talk, man. Apologize for my metaphors and shit. I apologize, man, but like I said, I'm not average. I'm not average at all. I'm just not average. I don't know what else to say. I'm Dustin Pate, man. And I go hard for what I believe in. You know what I'm saying? I'm loyal as fuck to what I love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know. I don't. Sometimes I feel like a tidal wave couldn't knock me down. You know, like it's just a typhoon couldn't knock me down. You know what I mean? But I know I'm not untouchable either. That's another thing. You know, I never get too big to where I forget who I really am. You know, where I really came from. The shit I really seen. The places I really been. See, I've never let go of any of that. I take that with me everywhere I go. And that's what shaped me. That's why I'm a little different. That's why you can't quite understand. You don't get me all the way. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. That's understandable because I don't get you. You know what I'm saying? I don't get you, man. And it's, you know, quit worrying about that. Quit worrying about how I could figure it out or how I could do what I did to make it where I made it. Because that's just me. You know what I mean? Maybe you really can't do it my way. Because a lot of you can't. A lot of you can. A lot of you can't. Some people are going to have to do it in a different fashion. Some people are going to have to do it faster. Some people are going to have to do it slower. Some people ain't going to fucking do it. So just be one of the ones that either went faster or slower. And you'll be all right. And I'll be proud of you, too. So proud, man. Especially if you can come back and tell me, man, that some of what I taught you helped you. So, man, that shit means the world to me. And I really appreciate when you guys come back and let me know shit like that. It makes me want to keep this shit up. Makes me want to keep, you know, going myself. That's my motivation. See what I'm saying? The motivation that I'm putting off is my motivation back. That's what I look for all day. See, I don't look for what everybody else is doing all day. I look for how many times I can see what I did affecting something. I swear. Got people hit me up, man. All I see is 6K organics on my Instagram. Yeah. You're right. I've been working. You know? Like, let's go. It's Monday. We're approaching the house now. Me and Jaxie about to go in, probably get us a bite to eat. You know, like I said, we're feeling better. Looks like Jaxie stretched his little arm out from his limp. Ain't nobody hitting the snooze button, though. Ain't nobody rolling back over. You know, ain't none of y'all tired. You know what I'm saying? You just got sleep. It only really takes like 3-4 hours and you're good. For real. I've done a lot of nights like that. That's how I know. A lot of years like that, actually, sleeping 3-4 hours. Right back to the grind. Yeah. That's been my life, man. And I ain't scared to admit it. I'm just not afraid, man. I'm not afraid of what could happen. I'm not afraid of if. Honestly, all I know is just 3-2-1 go. 3-2-1 go. 3-2-1 go. It's really that simple, man. Every time you don't know, every time you're second guessing, every time you're just wondering, 3-2-1 go, that shit. I'm telling you, when in doubt, 3-2-1 go your way out. I love each and every one of you. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode.